Welcome to Success Stories, brought to you by SNS Activewear. I'm your host, Marshall Atkinson, and this is the podcast that focuses on what's working so you can have success too. Promotional marketing companies have always tried to connect the best products for the best use cases for their clients. But do they always make the world a better place? One company has found success with targeting the marketing needs of clients and aligning them with products that offer a deeper and a more meaningful story. Social Good Promotions works diligently to link promotional marketing products that serve more than just simply giving a platform for a logo. They are authentically socially responsible and give back in some way. On this episode of Success Stories, we'll discuss this with Roger Burnett and discover how his passion for improving the world, providing value, and always surprising and delighting his clients has moved him to the forefront of the promotional marketing space. So, Roger, welcome to the Success Stories podcast.
Hey, Marshall. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. And I think we've been doing stuff together, geez, for how long? Like 10, 15 years. It seems like forever.
A long time ago, I believe. It was my nominating you for the Promo Kitchen crew that really transitioned our relationship from the more business related, you know, I had you decorate products for us way back in the visual impressions days.
And right.
And it was by virtue of what I saw you doing with sustainability there that really was the impetus for me to want to get you involved with Promo Kitchen. So that's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. And so I've printed shirts for you.
Yeah.
And then of course we were Promo Kitchen chefs and I'm still involved with that, although you're not, but that's still cool, right? You're still awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're just busier. Anyway, you ready to get started with some questions?
You betcha. Fire away.
All right. So here's the first one. I want to start the discussion by outlining what do you do and how it all works? What is the genesis of your approach? And why is it so successful for you?
Yeah, so we started the business, Social Good Promotions, in 2019. And it was based on a bet that I'm making based on a year's worth of research that I had done as part of my role in PromoCares, which we'll talk about PromoCares in a little more detail here as we kind of wind this thing out. But the bet is that buyers of promotional marketing items want to have a deeper connection with the products that they're actually putting their logos on. And that by marrying the story behind the factory that makes the product in a way that creates more of an emotional connection for the buyer, I believe we then give that buyer the opportunity to take the product that they've just put their logo on and make it more about the narrative of their business as opposed to it just being a branded piece of whatever it is that happens to have that company logo on it. So really what this is about is competitive differentiation, Marshall, because every company that is in business is competing against other companies that do the exact same thing. And in most instances, there can only be one low-cost provider. So unless you're the lowest, you need to figure out something to allow your business to stand out. And what we're trying to do is teach organizations how to then be able to do that first and foremost, and then secondarily to allow that their brand and merchandise items could help reflect that narrative when they're out talking about themselves in the marketplace.
That's so excellent because you don't want to be the low-cost provider anyway. Right. That
usually
you're
speaking,
you're not making any money.
Correct. Yeah. So yeah. And, you know, really this bet is a passion of mine. You know, it speaks very closely to my why. I think it's timed well for the marketplace. So, you know, the enthusiasm and the energy and the passion I have for our business translates into my customers and my prospects feeling that for me when we're talking about, you know, them potentially doing business with us.
Right. So let's get an example about an actual client with an apparel order and, you know, they're interested in sustainability or something with a better story, and how that kind of worked its way through what you're doing.
Yeah. So we sell lots of all made t-shirts. I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that. And it's because of the triple threat that the all made brand really represents when you talk about goodness, right? So it's made from sustainable materials, you know, recycled PET, plastic is a real problem, but it makes a great thread to weave into garments like t-shirts that turn into really super soft, long-lasting, durable product. But it's also the story behind the all-made brand and the way that they are supporting orphanages in far-flung places like Haiti and now moving into Honduras and even India. You know, we can then have a discussion with a buyer of a t-shirt to say, yeah, you're going to buy a t-shirt. Why not get the story behind the t-shirt to go along with what it is that you're going to do from a purchase perspective? Because in the grand scheme of things, while the all-made tee may be more expensive to a certain degree than some of the other competitors out there, what you're getting in the process is that narrative that comes along with the purchase that you've activated a social good. And it's important for us to not just sell an all-made tee because it's a great t-shirt. It's twice as important for us to be able to connect the cause behind that purchase to create that emotional reaction that we're trying to get out of the person who ultimately is going to wear the t-shirt. And Marshall, the craziest thing about it is, like, my kids are all in their 20s. And when I started showing them the All Made brand and started sharing it with them, you know, their response to me was pretty much like, well, why would you sell another t-shirt? It doesn't seem like you would need to. So the direct result of me putting in the hands of Gen Zers and late stage millennials has been that reaction.
Well, that's fantastic. And it's really comes down to the story. There's a story behind something, and that story feeds into somebody's emotions. And that's the real reason why people buy anything, is because there's a story. It connects with me. I identify with that. And then, yeah, I'm buying that. Correct?
Totally. So that's exactly the way it typically goes. And it's so fun to watch when it happens. So Marshall, Hanes, believe it or not, Hanes is one of the most widely recognized brands of apparel, including t-shirts, from a sustainability perspective. They are frequently lauded with accolades for being ethical and responsible in their sourcing of their products. They're a great brand, and we frequently are pitching to people the reasons why Hanes would be a good choice amongst other t-shirt options that are out there.
That's perfect. And one of the things they do, I don't know if you know this, but they give away like 500,000 socks every year for the homeless. Like, they do a lot of stuff like that. And I think a lot of their plants are all LEED certified and that kind of stuff. So they're all about sustainability and environmental impact reducing kind of facilities. And
so much so that sometimes in our Promo Care social media feeds, we have to be a little careful with the frequency with which we keep throwing Hanes up there, because it seems like CSR Wire constantly has got a new report about something else that Hanes has done. So we try to make sure that we balance that. But it's important that people recognize just how hard Hanes is working in that category, for sure.
You know, I'm a big sustainability nut, right? I talk about it all the time. I write about it all the time. And I think it's so skewing to the younger generation. You know, old geezers like me sometimes don't really, it seems like in the business mind, don't really care about it as much. Unless they're very concerned about keeping their shareholders happy, then they're all in, or there's a money connection. But I think younger generation and younger buyers are looking for that sustainable product, right? Do you see it the same way?
It's almost as if it's starting to get to be table stakes, really. And you can usually find that out from the buyer in the first 15 minutes of your discussion with them about where they're going to come out on that topic. And so by moving that question up in your list to having that earlier in the discussion as opposed to later, you can steer a lot of your decision-making about the things that you might talk to a prospect about based on the way that they answer that single question.
Okay, so let's just unpack that a minute. So do you have like let's say there's a new client, I'm a new customer, And do you have like a checklist of questions? You say, hey, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this? And that way you kind of know how to approach it. What do you do?
We do a fair amount of research on the organization before we ever even get to that first discussion. Because what we're wanting to try to figure out is if there is some outward demonstration of what that company believes in. And if we can draw a line from the causes or whatever it is that the organization is passionate about to then marry that to the story of what it is that we may want to sell to them. So for instance, here's a great example, right? So if that business is owned by a veteran or if they're really strong supporters of the military, there are a number of different factories within the promotional marketing space that have products that have some tie to the military or some veterans-based organization. So that when I'm bringing product recommendations back to that person, clearly the first thing I'm going to show them are options that have that tie to some veteran's cause, because I'm gambling that they're probably going to be a little bit more interested in that than a Tumblr with no story whatsoever.
So really what you're doing is you're lurking through all of their social media posts and you're dissecting what they're interested in just based on the posts that they've made or the videos or the pictures that they've shared and that kind of stuff, right?
So for those instances where it's not so obvious, I will generally ask a very basic question. And it goes something like this: Marshall, I have the ability and the wherewithal to grant you Bill Gates money. Congratulations, you don't have to worry about money for the rest of your life, but there's only one condition. You have to now devote the time and energy that you used to devote to your job to a nonprofit or a cause of some sort. Do you have one in mind?
Aha. Uh-huh.
And what I would typically tell you is that the answer is measured in seconds. And people who are under the age of 35 almost immediately already have something that they'll tell you. And people who are 35 and older have to think about it for a while.
Yes, that is so true. All right, that's awesome. So how are your customers reacting to this? Is it working for you? I mean, do they really value this stuff? Just sometimes it's just a dead end brick wall. And what do you do then? Do you just like sell them something anyway? Or do you say, hey, we're not a good fit. Good luck. See ya. What do you do?
So there's some nuance to that. So clearly nothing like a global pandemic to maybe cause some acceleration in some changes and some slowing down in some other changes. But ultimately what we're seeing is now that people are starting to think about the business of doing business on a more regular basis. We focused a lot during COVID on trying to build our trustworthiness, to be seen as a credible and trustworthy source, so that when people started spending money again, maybe we would rise up the ranks of the people that they would want to call now that they're back to having that be what they're thinking about. And that has worked. So in the process, though, what's really interesting is by the time we get to product selection, Marshall, a lot of times the customer will say to me, Roger, just tell me what I should buy. So I know that that's working from a trustworthiness perspective, because that wasn't happening in my days at $100 million promotional products distributorship. It's working on a very different level now that we've recrafted ourselves in this way. But to answer the more thorny topic, which is, do I still sell them stuff anyway? What I typically will do is the way we set up the product selections that we'll show a client clearly are front-loaded with suppliers that have a product-based give-back attached. We then move the second group, our businesses that the product itself doesn't necessarily have a give-back, but the company has demonstrated some level of CSR activity that we believe we can defend organizationally if that's what somebody wants to pick. And then thirdly, Social Good Promotions always gives away a portion, 25% of our profit is reinvested into pro bono marketing services work for nonprofits in our area. So even if we can't ultimately do something from a factory perspective, we're still doing it as an organization. But if somebody wants to buy something that I don't personally believe we can stand behind, I will not sell it to them. And I will say that much. And there have been instances where people have approached us about buying a specific product that they wanted to have at a specific price. And we passed on that transaction because it wasn't a good fit for us.
Good. So it's good to have some ethics. I like that.
Yeah, we didn't believe that we could stick around as Social Good Promotions for very long if we were cutting corners and doing side deals that ultimately would blow up in our face. So we have to be very, very purposeful and thoughtful about who the clients even are, and can we have good conscience about whom it is that we're actually doing business with.
So I would guess that if you're doing a good job for one client, and of course, you know, we all do a good job for our folks, but because of the story behind things, when those people network and do stuff, they let the cat out of the bag a little bit and recommend you, because guess what? You're not just putting a logo on something. You're actually helping other things. You're helping other organizations and other people. And there's all that whole backstory thing, which is such a good story that people share. Doesn't that lead to more referrals for you than maybe normal?
Definitely, definitely. And the fun part for me to watch is there's been instances where I've been with my clients in social setting where someone who doesn't know the nature of our relationship will remark on like that, oh, wow, that backpack is really awesome. And it's so fun to watch when the person who bought the backpack for me is like, oh my God, let me tell you about this backpack. This backpack is a Basecamp backpack and they support Wounded Warrior Project. And Roger from Social Good Promotions got me hooked up with Sweeta, who sells this bag, and I bought it from him. And I love telling the story because every time I carry my backpack, I think about Dan Nevins and the Wounded Warrior Project and how we're supporting what they're doing. That is so cool. And so we've even gone so far, Marshall, as to have recorded videos with suppliers that we work with at Expo in Vegas last year. And we invite prospects and customers to watch these videos and these interviews between me and those factories to hear firsthand from them about the work that actually happens when somebody makes a purchase. You know, what we're really trying to do is to get our customers to fall in love with these brands so much so that they are feeling that pride that I just described to you when they're making a purchase. And when it works so nice. It works so good.
Yeah, and I actually watched you film one. It was so fun. It was so fun. Like what you hear so far? Be sure to subscribe so you can get the latest from Success Stories. And now, here's Jessica Jacobs for the SNS Spotlight.
Now, more than ever, people want to support businesses that are impactful and have a story. Companies that are using their platform to support good causes are the ones thriving in today's society. If you're looking for products that align with social and sustainable missions, there's a number of brands your customers can feel good about buying from. For example, Adidas is known for their sustainability. One of their biggest goals is to eliminate virgin polyester from their products by 2024. The A230 Performance Sport Shirt is a great affordable option you can feel good about selling, not only because of its soft hand, but also because it's made of 100% recycled materials. Alternative, Hanes, and Champion are also three of the most sustainably made brands in the industry. They're also part of the Hanes for Education program, which helps schools keep some of the money they've spent on decorated apparel. So when you purchase a Hanes EcoSmart hoodie, a Champion Eco Crew Neck, or an alternative Eco Jersey Full Zip, not only are you getting a great canvas to print or embroider on, you're also helping to reduce carbon emissions and support local schools. At SNS, we've even made some strides towards sustainability with a major initiative to install solar panels on our facilities across the country. Thanks to the help of our local officials and dedicated staff, we've been able to turn 5 of our warehouses into a renewable energy source for our surrounding communities. If you ever need help finding a product that aligns with your cause, don't be afraid to give us a call so we can point you in the right direction. Thanks for listening.
All right. So nothing ever happens without a challenge, because nothing always is perfect. There's always some problem or challenge along the way. So I want you to kind of share some of the mistakes you've made along the process where you've kind of pivoted and you're into this new way of doing it. And what did you learn from those mistakes?
So we started the company with actually three different lines of business, not just promotional marketing items. We actually are sales and marketing consultants as well. And then we would have liked to have been an event producer, but again, something called COVID put the kibosh on in-person events. So we've had to pretty quickly learn a lot about virtual events and assisting businesses who are interested in now taking what it used to be an in-person event and trying to learn how to do that virtually. So that's not a simple process. And even for those of us who are in the traveling trade show industry, like the promotional products marketplace is, you know, we were so accustomed to in-person events that even all of us had to get our minds wrapped around how do you do something different than that? Because we need you in person with those people to hand out that promotional marketing item so that you're going to need more from us, which is the engine that drives the promotional marketing $26 billion engine that it is. So that's been a major challenge for us, trying to, one, learn it ourselves, but then two, be able to be seen as credible and trustworthy in that space as someone that people could hire. So that's been a massive undertaking for us to try to do. And then because we have three economic engines, Marshall, we don't always do a great job in making it clear to people what it is that we do. And it's because they're interrelated in so many ways that it makes perfect sense to me, but obviously not to people who maybe don't quite get it the way that we do. So we are consistently refining and improving our messaging to try to get that out more clearly in a way that a buyer of what we sell would go, oh, okay, I totally get that now.
In Donald Miller's fantastic book, Story Brand, there's a great quote, which is, if you confuse, you lose.
Yeah. Well, and when you know that the guy you're talking to is a Story Brand certified guide, spent all of that money, and yet because we have three engines, you know, it's almost like you need three landing pages for your website to tell the story of each of the different things you do, because the minute you try to start telling people all three of them, they get completely, it doesn't make sense to me, and they want to take off. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be clear. You've got to be concise. You've got to be succinct in your messaging. And, you know, Donald wants to talk about that transformational identity. It's not really what you sell. It's what you want people to think about themselves after they've made the purchase that you're trying to activate in people. And that's why the tie to social good is so strong for us, because we believe that it's very aspirational for a lot of people to feel like their dollars are making the world a better place. So that's why we've got to make sure that we tell that message as clearly as we can.
Yeah. And since we're on the topic of Story Brand, since we're talking about social good, one of the things that's in Story Brand is the whole idea that your customer is the hero and you are the guide. And I think what you're doing is exactly that. You're guiding people into making better decisions with a better story so they can be the hero, like that person you told about the, you know, the backpack story, right? They're happy to share that whole story because now they're the hero because they were able to do that with that backpack.
That is exactly correct. And now the bet that we are trying to play out here for the rest of 2020 is how scalable is this approach? Because it's just a hobby if we're not making a fair amount of revenue selling this strategy this way. I believe now that because of what's happened with the pandemic, that people are going to be a little bit more careful with what they spend. And if you can attach the story to the product in a more meaningful way, I believe we get that dollar from that buyer in a way that maybe a competitor of mine might not necessarily get it.
So when we're talking about apparel, let's just use that as an example, since this is an apparel show, right? It's not just the story, but it's also what you're putting on it. So are you doing anything with the decoration method? Like if you're selling a sustainable blank, are you also doing somebody that's sustainability certified to do the decoration? How are you linking that up?
Yeah, so this is where my long ago experience in traveling the country and visiting decorating shops like the ones that I encountered you at have really given me a leg up on knowing whom it is that I would want to be doing business with on the apparel decoration side. And then nothing like having the Shirt Lab tribe kind of at my disposal to understand you know, who are really the top-notch guys and gals out there that really get what it is that we're talking about. And then, you know, in some instances, we've even gone so far as to invite some of those decorators to come participate in our content, so that in addition to the same way as we want them to fall in love with the product brand, if we can marry that into the decoration, that part of the story as well, then we're just making the cake even that much sweeter.
Right. So you're just creating your own environment, your own circle of influence with this.
Yeah. And we even went so far as to give our suppliers and decorators their own sub-brand within the Social Good Promotions narrative. They're called the So Good Supply Company. And we actually even have given some of our factory reps, we give them little gifts, little promotional products. Like, we did this big campaign where we were handing out chapsticks during trade show season before COVID hit, because we know that traveling salespeople struggled with having that product available to them. So give them little things, not expensive, you know, but letting them see that we care about them in a special way, because unlike other distributors who just kind of do business with whomever, you know, we've been very purposeful about who it is we want to work with. And we want those people to feel a sense of belonging as a part of our brand as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what's next for Social Good? What are you really excited about right now?
Well, you know, my work with Promo Cares, which started in 2018, really was largely the impetus for why Social Good Promotions as a business was started. And it was the time in 2018 that I spent serving as Promo Cares' chief reporter that really gave me the confidence to believe that we could start a business like Social Good Promotions with a supply chain like the one that we've organized around. And it was during that time in Promo Cares that my very good friend Danny Rosen introduced me to a guy by the name of Stan Phelps. And Stan Phelps is an author of a series of books that are goldfish. So there's the red goldfish, green goldfish, diamond goldfish, purple goldfish. There's all of these 12 different books. And each of them are built around the idea that businesses can make small changes in order to affect really outsized change. And the colors are all about different disciplines within a business that you can focus on to make these small changes to make your business better. So the book Red Goldfish that he wrote is about motivating sales and loyalty through shared passion and purpose. Stan gets introduced to me by way of Danny. He's watching what I'm doing with the Promo Care stories and approaches me and says, "Hey, would you like to write a specific version of Red Goldfish about the promotional marketing industry and all of these stories that you've been able to detail in Promo Cares?" And Marshall, the book comes out in September.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So we're very excited to be able to now take stories that we've told in somewhat bite-sized formats between Promo Cares social media and then the Promo Cares radio podcast that Carrie Cowden hosts now, and add this longer form book into the lexicon of the ways that promotional marketing businesses are truly making the world a better place. And what we're hoping is that by virtue of getting this book in front of as many buyers as we possibly can, that maybe what we might be able to do is to raise the credibility of the promotional marketing advertising medium in comparison to other ad spend that people have been using historically to get their personal and company brands out and get some notoriety. So there's a book launch team coming that, you know, we're working on getting the book launched, and there's a digital edition that we're going to send out in much the same way that you've done with the content that you've created. So, you know, obviously more to come about that. You'll see me talking about it pretty much every day until now and for the rest of the year, because in 2021 at PPAI Expo, Stan and I are actually going to be there, and we're going to give an hour-long presentation at Expo about this project and the different ways that it's manifested itself. So it'll be interesting to see how September, October, November, and December go once the book has been released.
And what color is that goldfish?
Red Goldfish Promotional Marketing Edition.
Okay, that's awesome. I certainly hope we actually have PPAI Expo this year or next year or January or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. There's, you know, it's gone as it stands today. It will be a 2-day event as opposed to 3. There will be a limit to the number of suppliers that I'll be able to display there. There's going to be some governing on the number of attendees that are going to be allowed in the facility at any one time. And they're also adding digital components prior to it and after the actual physical event to make it be somewhat more of a big top circus kind of atmosphere for people who don't want to go all the way out to Vegas for a trade show.
Right. Well, if it's there, I'll probably go because that's just a couple hour drive for me. So
yeah.
Anyway, so before you go, I would really love for you to share your networking candy trick with everyone listening.
Oh, so when I go to a networking event, I will typically bring promotional branded, really tasty candy. I typically use Maple Ridge Farms. We have lots of factories, but I'm partial to Maple Ridge because of the work that they do with Habitat for Humanity, Wausau County in Wisconsin. So there's kind of a social good promotions testimonial in action, but I'll walk up to people who are talking with one another and I just ask people if they're a savory or a sweet kind of person. And most people will answer right away without even like thinking twice about what it is I'm asking them. But if someone asks me sort of a clarifying question, I'll say, you know, like, some people tend to prefer savory sweets and some people tend to prefer more sweets, you know, treats. And more often than not, like, I've only really ever had one person refuse to answer the question, and I'll bring along a savory and a sweet gift to give to people along with my business card. And what I'll typically say to people is, you're going to enjoy this. This is the moment of truth candy, because when you go out prospecting and you hand out candy, most of the time, if the candy is really good, people will remember you. And so it's worked really, really well. And, you know, so much so that a lot of times when I see those people that I've then met that way next, a lot of times their first question to me is like, so do you have any of those Prosecco gummy bears?
So, and what leads the thing? Are more people savory or more people sweet?
Guys are savory, girls are sweet. That's how it tends to go.
Ah, that's great. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much, Roger. I really appreciate your insights and sharing your story of success with us today. If someone wants to learn more about what you do or how you can help them, what is the best way to contact you?
I am a good old fashioned email, Roger, R-O-G-E-R at socialgoodpromotions.com. But Social Good Promotions has all of the social media accounts that you could ever want to follow, Instagram, Facebook, that sort of thing. And then obviously, if you're in the decorated apparel industry and you're wanting to learn more about these factories that we are using, you know, promocares.org is really the place that you would go for a clearinghouse to find that information. And then Sage has a search tool that you can click a filter that's social good, and that will return all of the factories and products that then meet the criteria that you're searching for. Promo Hunt is a Chrome extension that you can add that has a collection built into it. And Distributor Central also has a feature that you can filter on in order to be able to get down to those actual products that you might want to sell. And if you're really looking more for the stories, you can go to Promo Cares and listen to the Promo Cares Radio podcasts. Those are highlights of both distributors and suppliers that are doing this kind of thing. Or if you really want to watch those So Good Supply Company interviews where I did those last January in Vegas, those are at the Social Good Promotions website under So Good Supply Company.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And because you're on my podcast, let's talk about yours, So You're in Sales.
Yeah, so You're in Sales is a 3+ year running, over 15,000 listens to date. I think we're coming up on our 90th episode, and we examine all of the different things that make successful salespeople successful. So from meditation to using big data to, you know, selling through a pandemic, we're exploring the different ways that organizations and their leaders are trying to stand out from the competition in their own marketplaces. And it's been so intriguing to, over the arc of the 3 years, to hear the stories behind the reasons and the ways that people have gotten themselves to the pinnacles that they've been able to achieve. We've had authors on, we've had business leaders on, we've had volunteer leaders on, you were on, everybody's, you know, so many people. And if you're interested in coming and telling your story, reach out, because I'm always interviewing. Every 2 weeks, I need a new guest. So we're always looking for people to come bring on the show and talk about the ways they've been able to achieve what they've been able to achieve.
That's awesome. And where do I find that?
That's on SoundCloud, or that it's hosted on SoundCloud, but Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, you know, any way that you typically listen to your shows, you're going to be able to find So You're in Sales by searching that way.
Great. And this podcast is everywhere too. So wherever you like to listen to this one, you can find Roger's there also. So, all right. Hey, thank you so much, Roger. Appreciate you and everything that you're doing. Keep it up.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on, Marshall. Really appreciate it.
All right. See you. Well, that's our show today. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe so you can stay up to date on the latest Success Stories episodes. Have any suggestions for future guests or topics? Send them my way at Marshall and MarshallAtkinson.com, and we'll see you next time.